Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where fun, family, health, and wellness are one. I'm an author, speaker, educator, nurse, fitness trainer, TV and radio show host, and passionate about healthy living. Since last week, I had some technical difficulties. I'm going to repeat the show, but I'm going to finish with everything that I could not say last week. So you actually get a lot out of it, even if you listen to it again. All right, so today's topic is healthy. Okay, sorry about that. Just had some difficulty. All right, so today's topic is healthy and happy in the home, with the family, at work, or wherever you are. And that is so interesting because there are so many things to consider. So what does it actually mean to be happy and healthy? Or what does make us happy and healthy? I would say the two of them go hand in hand, because when you're really happy, you're usually healthy. When you're not happy, then you're usually not healthy either. So that makes a huge difference. So what I want to say is things that can make us happy and healthy are healthy nutrition, eating right, digest the food completely, hydration, elimination, just to mention a few. Have you ever tried to live a happy, healthy life? And if you have, was it easy for you or was it difficult? I can tell you, for me, sometimes it's pretty difficult, because what I noticed is that when I go to buy groceries, to the Whole Foods or healthy snacks, organic foods, oh my, when I read the labels, I see things that do not make me happy. So I'm cautioning you, please read the labels. Check for hidden sources you do not want, such as excessive sugars. It doesn't really matter which type of sugars it is. It's just not good to have too much sugar. The same as with the sodium content without the potassium to balance it. Many moons ago, when I was a nurse, we were told that in order to balance the sodium, you need to have three times as much potassium. I don't know if that's still true, but at my time it was. Then read about the LDLs, the HDLs, and all that stuff. Why are they important? What do they give us, or what do they give the doctor? The doctor can actually see how healthy you are by targeting your cholesterol levels. They may vary depending on your age, gender, health, and risk for certain health problems. Your doctor might recommend the following levels. Total cholesterol lower than 170 milligrams per deciliter. The LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol, lower than 110 milligrams per deciliter. The HDL cholesterol, which is the good cholesterol, higher than 40 milligrams per deciliter. And the triglycerides, lower than 130 milligrams per deciliter. Again, these are just guidelines, recommendations, but to make sure that you know exactly where you stand, talk to your doctor and have him or her help you figure out what you need. It also has to do with the cholesterol is also affected with your high blood pressure, especially if it's high, whether or not you have diabetes, your age, sex, or gender and race, whether or not you smoke. Those are all things that have to do with the cholesterol levels. What else does affect the cholesterol levels? Well, the foods you eat, being overweight, being inactive, your age, and family history. Let me tell you just a little bit more about each one individually. The foods you eat, especially when you have too much saturated fat or trans fats, the cholesterol can raise and your cholesterol level goes up into an unhealthy number. Being overweight, this may lower your HDL, the good cholesterol. Being inactive, not exercising may lower your HDL, the good cholesterol. Depending on your age, cholesterol starts to rise after the age of 20. And that makes actually a lot of sense because before then, depending on what you do, most of us go to college or whatnot. During that time, we usually have some scheduled activity time for PE or something, so we don't really have to worry about it. But once we're done with that and we sit at the desk to get our work done, our activity level usually slows down. So that's why that's important. And if some family member of yours had or has high cholesterol, you may also get it. But now the question is, who determines what is healthy and what is not? And how is it determined? Who determines safety of new food ingredients? Oh my goodness, I just read that it was the FDA. I couldn't believe it. Critics say manufacturers are too often making the call on their own products. In the Chicago Tribune, a reporter stated on August 25, 2012, that over the past 15 years, the vast majority of new ingredients added to U.S. food never received a safety determination from the government. And since 1958, at least 1,000 legally entered the food supply without the knowledge of the government officials, according to the Pew Health Group. Grocery shoppers examine colorful packages bearing long lists of hard-to-pronounce ingredients, comfort in the belief that those substances were deemed safe by the government. Unfortunately, that is not always the case. It's quite difficult. So I have found a little link that actually does show you what's going on. It's short, but very, very informative. And it's the link that I have on my list below, http://nutritionfacts.org/video/, and then between each word is a dash. Who determines if food additives are safe. And that is very scary to think that actually the FDA and the manufacturers get to decide on what's safe and what not. How scary that the people and companies who profit the most get to make such crucial decisions. Check out the short video that I just mentioned and see for yourself. What they consider safe, healthy, brings money into their pocket. Well, at the Natural News and Health, one of the people says, the organic industry is in shock after learning that Whole Foods' new found rating system can put pesticide-laced foods in a higher ranking than organics. Okay, this is really weird. Organic farmers are calling it betrayal. All right, so since we're talking about food, how do we eat right or correctly? One important thing is to sit down so you take your time to focus on eating, especially to focus on chewing each bite a minimum of 20 times, better yet, 30 to 50 times. This gets the food half digested before it even enters the stomach. Not talking when the mouth is full, as you do not want to fill your stomach with air. Those are all things that have to do with your digestion. What are hidden facts that we should know? Well, there are Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem, and many others that call themselves healthy food and you know, being healthy and helping you, blah, blah, blah. Then why does one get addicted to them? Why do they not work in the long run, those foods? And who is to gain from us purchasing these foods? Can we digest these foods completely so we get all the benefits from the nutrients and are able to eliminate what we do not need? And I'm talking about elimination. There we can take hints from the color, the consistency, the amount. Question is, does it matter? And yes, it does, because it does tell us about our health. What does hydration have to do with all of this? When should you drink water? Before, during, or after a meal? Well, the best thing is usually 30 minutes before, then you're not going to be quite as hungry, or 30 minutes after the meal. If you drink during the meal, your enzymes that help digestion are going to be diluted and cannot really complete their job. Do we really need to drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water each day and every day? That is actually a controversial subject these days. I have found many areas that can claim that drinking that much water makes you age faster, and others say you really need it. So that's, of course, it's in your it's your decision what you want to do. But I personally, I'm going more loud now for 48 ounces or something instead of 64. And you can also consider the foods that you eat that have a lot of liquids in them that help you hydrate, such as most fruits and vegetables. Just remember, everything we do, eat, exercise, should be done in moderation. Moderation is always my key word. To conclude, I hope to have given you some thoughts to ponder about your personal health and happy lifestyle, just about nutrition, hydration, elimination, eating right, complete digestion. This is by far not a complete show of information that gives you everything you need to know, but these are some points for you to actually consider and look at and maybe discuss with your doctor so you can actually have a happy and healthy life. Actually, all these blocks, or all my blocks, are related to Get Healthy Now, a full circle healthy life that includes body, soul, and mind or spirit. I'm Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where fun, family, health, and wellness are one. I'm an author, speaker, educator, nurse, fitness trainer, TV and radio show host, and passionate about healthy living. That's why I want to talk with you and give you some things to consider on a regular basis, because sometimes we just don't even think about it because it's all second nature to us, what we do and how we were raised. So in order to, for you to get that free gift that I was talking about, go to your computer and then type in Thompson, that's Thomson, dot Enagicweb, that's Enagicweb.com, and you can download that free booklet. On that same page, you can also see things about cooking, eating, drinking, cleaning, pets, and gardening that are healthy and that can definitely help you out. My contact information is dythompson@micklenights.com. That's dythomson at micklenight.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. And I say, until next week, stay empowered.